what can happen in the now and in the future to help over time tend those things that seem like they are untendable. Possibly small actions like some kind of ceremony that you create for yourself of acknowledging the wrongs that have happened. There are physical actions that can be transformative, that can help transmute emotion. Some kind of clearing, burying things, writing letters, burning them, ripping them up, putting them in water, watching them dissolve over time, burying them with a tree. Certain physical actions that one can do to help tend those things that are still untended. It might not at all make it go away, but it can make the sting of them less potent, which those stings of those emotions do affect our body. So we are here to tip the scale into wellness, away from or from it being heavy into the illness. Wishes and regrets about how we were in the past, what happened in the past, things that should have gone some different way. Ask your guides, ask your higher self, what can I do to help lessen the weight of these feelings on my physical system? Because they potentially are still affecting you on an energetic chemical level. How can we help ourselves unburden on a physical, chemical, energetic level? How can we help ourselves unburden these regrets? Through soul retrieval, through physical actions of ceremony and ritual, of writing, remember the healing powers, our breath, compassion, gratitude. And sometimes compassion is the closest thing we can find to gratitude about certain issues. Especially things in the past where we were different people. It is never too late to change our story about how something happened, how we feel about it, and tip ourselves more strongly into wellness.